You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Linky Wang, the co-founder of Ovid Life, a company that helps seniors sell their life insurance. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you, Linky, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Certainly is our pleasure. So for starters, how does Ovid work?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Ovid helps individuals sell an existing life insurance policy if they no longer want it. The way a transaction works through Ovid in the basic sense is that someone comes to us and tells us, you know, for whatever reason, they no longer want their life insurance policy. What we do is we connect them to a buyer for their policy. The buyer takes over their premium payments, and the original policyholder gets a large upfront cash payout. So the official term for this is called a life settlement. A lot of times people come to us, typically when their level premium period is expiring and their premiums are rising, and they often think that their only option is to surrender or lapse their policy. But in actuality, Ovid could be better if they qualified. We help them find a potential buyer who pay these premiums, and in return, they get a lot more money than if they just surrendered or lapsed the policy. When they come to us, we help them assess their case, educate them on the process, and if they're a fit, we connect them to the largest institutional investors who can make an offer for their policy. Now, these buyers are typically large public companies, billion-dollar funds that buy hundreds and thousands of policies. They're not sketchy small firms or anything like that. The original policyholder gets paid an average of 20% of their policy's value up front, which a lot of times is, you know, 5 to 8 times their cash surrender value that's offered by the insurance company.
Who would qualify for a life settlement?
So the candidacy for a life settlement depends on a bunch of factors. The most important aspects are typically age, policy size, and policy type. The qualification is typically based on a buyer's willingness to pay for the policy and how much quote-unquote economic value there is in the policy. So typically, ideal candidates are seniors who are 65 or older. The reason age is an important factor is because the insured's life expectancy is an important variable when calculating how much economic value is left in the policy. Second, typically policies must have a death benefit of at least $100,000. This is because buyers have a fixed due diligence cost for each policy, so they have to pay a certain amount of money to investigate whether or not, you know, a policy can be purchased. And so they won't do that for smaller policies. Though hopefully as the industry matures and these costs kind of start coming down, we would be able to transact smaller and smaller face value policies. And finally, the life insurance policy must be a whole universal or convertible term policy. It's been owned for at least a couple of years. Standard term policies typically don't qualify, but they might in some very specific cases. It's worth talking to someone even if you have a standard term policy. And the reason why there's a minimum number of years of ownership required is because in the past there were some people who took out policies for the sole purpose of selling them, and that's not really good for the industry, and that's no longer legal. So those are kind of the general qualification aspects.
What sets Ovid apart from other players in the field and in the marketplace?
Yeah, so Ovid We designed Ovid to be the most consumer-friendly business in the industry. We really thought about every single process, every single part of the process of doing a life settlement and making sure every part was and every interaction with the consumer was as simple and friendly as possible. Compared to other life settlement options, we're the most apt to help consumers with the fastest speed and the greatest ease. We're set apart really by our commitment to education. We've put a lot of our time and resource into developing content to educate people because this is a pretty complex topic and a really big decision for someone to make. So we have lots of articles and lots of tools to help people understand how a life settlement could work so that they're informed when they're looking at the option. Life settlements is we think it's a really important option that life insurance policyholders to know for life insurance policyholders to know about. But the problem is the market is kind of structured where some of the existing players use opaqueness and a lack of education as a way to enrich themselves, especially 5-10 years ago when there was less regulation and even less education out there. You saw some pretty bad players in the space who took advantage of consumers. My partner and I, we started Ovid on the premise that we wanted to create a really transparent platform because we honestly believe that people should know about life settlements, and then it's a good option for people to at least have an understanding about. So we wanted to create something that's really transparent, that helps people educate themselves on what the process is so they don't get taken advantage by anybody. More to the point, we also charge meaningfully lower fees than the industry average. Part of this is because we have built a lot of custom software that helped us automate some of the processes that typically are kind of costly. As a result, so we get to offer lower fees and the transaction process is easier and simpler for the consumer.
Certainly sounds like you have it all in place. Without a question, today we are joined by Linky Wayne, the co-founder of Ovid Life, a company that helps seniors sell their life insurance here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Tell us, what was the inspiration, Linky, that had you start Ovid?
Yeah, so my business partner, Peter Colas, and I, we were roommates at Stanford Business School when we discovered this underserved need. So while we were in school, we started reading about life insurance and learned that nearly 88% of permanent life insurance policies never mature. And what I mean by that is that those policies are not paying out the full amount of the claim when the individual passes away. The reason for that is because many of these people tend to lapse their policy sometime before they pass away. Now, permanent life insurance policies, that's whole life and universal life policies, these are the ones that you pay money for so that they cover you for your entire life. And in fact, you can pay up to 20x more money than if you bought what's called a standard term life policy. Term life policies are the policies that cover you for, say, 10, 20, or 30 years, and then it's over. Again, permanent policies are meant to cover you for your whole life. And we discovered that, the vast majority of these are not maturing. So in our mind, that there's something intrinsically wrong here. So Peter and I, we started looking into the life settlement business and realized that this is a good way to help people, at least a subset of people who are lapsing these policies, helping them get some value out of all the premiums they've paid in over the decades. It's a really great way to help improve people's life when they have this really illiquid asset that they can't afford anymore when they get old.
Well, you have certainly been creative and have done very well offering this option that's really unique in the marketplace from what I can tell. Lastly, what's next for Ovid and for you looking ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. So today, Ovid acts as a life settlement broker in 8 states. we are moving aggressively towards expanding our business. Our next step is to become licensed to do business across the nation and launch the Ovid Life Settlement Exchange. So our Life Settlement Exchange will be the first of its kind. You can think of it kind of like an eBay for life insurance. Currently, all transactions are done over the counter. So they're done on a one-off basis with a broker helping you in the process. Our belief is that the life settlement market needs a platform to make these transactions process more quickly and more speedily. Our goal is to launch the Life Settlement Exchange in early 2017 and really help bring transparency and automated software to an industry that's pretty antiquated. The way it would work is individuals can upload their policies onto the exchange, and then the exchange will run an auction with the largest institutional bidders who can come on the platform and make their bids through the software. We think this will really speed up the entire life settlement process and really bring transparency so that consumers know what's happening every step of the process. We want them to be able to see all the bids that are being made. We want them to be able to see all the communication that's happening with any buyer, because this is really important. It's the largest asset, and currently this type of transparency doesn't exist in the industry. So that's what we're aiming for with Ovid. Separately from Ovid, my partner Peter and I are also starting a second life insurance company called Ethos. Ethos is still in stealth mode, but our goal is to change the way life insurance is bought, so on the other side of the spectrum. Our goal is to make sure that everyone who needs life insurance gets the right type easily and quickly, and the industry currently isn't really set up to meet these needs.
Gotta say, it's really interesting what you have created here through Ovid and what you also have in the works with Ethos, and we thank you for not only joining us today, but to let us know about Ovid Life and what you're offering as well in the marketplace. If you would tell our listeners where they could get more information about Ovid Life and how they could be in touch.
Absolutely. So anyone who's interested should visit our website, www.ovidlife.com. That's OVIDLIFE.com. We have a wealth of really good information on our site for you to understand what the process is like. And we have a calculator that can help you estimate how much money you could potentially get for your policy.
Certainly sounds like a plan. Well, Lincoln, we thank you for your time once again here on Enterprise Radio. Continued success, and hopefully we can get you back on the program in the future with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Lingyi Wang, the co-founder of Ovid Life, a company that helps seniors sell their life insurance. And for more information, simply visit OvidLife.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.